I was baptized when I was 9 with my brother in a Baptist church in California. We'd only been going to the church for a couple of months, and it was the first time I had ever heard about Jesus. My family was going through some rough times, and my mom, who was brought up Catholic, turned to a church for support. All I really remember about it was the strength, peace, and calm that the adults seemed to possess. It was a safe place amongst the chaos of my home life. My mom was originally from Vancouver, so we moved up here when I was 10, and church was never mentioned again. I had some rough teen years and didn't think about the Lord at all. Then I met my husband when I was 20. He had that strength, peace, and calm about him, and he was the first Christian that I had met in 10 years. We married 5 years later and started coming to this church when we started having kids. There's a lot of love for the Lord here, and I feel truly blessed that my kids are growing up in a church where they are shown so much love and taught so much. For a long time, I didn't even think about baptism or membership in the church because I felt like I had to know everything about the Bible and be able to answer all the questions. I now look at this as a starting point, a new beginning in my relationship with Jesus. I remember the first time I was baptized, but being only 9, it was not a choice that I made. It was something that I was told I was doing. This time it's different. This time, it is a very important choice in my life. I want to be rebaptized to show my love and my commitment to my relationship with Jesus. I would like to give my life over to him and serve him wherever his will places me.
My name is Stephen Bromley, and my family and I have been attending Eagle Ridge Bible Fellowship for several years now. I grew up in a household where my parents were what the Bible would call unequally yoked. My mom was a strong Christian, and my father was not. My mom became a Christian after they were married and took me and my brothers to church starting at a young age. I was around the age of 12 when I accepted Jesus into my life. My family and I were on vacation up in the Sunshine Coast, and I was walking along with my mom on Beach Avenue near Roberts Creek. She asked me if I had accepted Jesus by my own free will and choice, and I told her I wasn't sure. She asked me if I'd like to, and I said yes. So we stopped there on the side of the road and prayed. I asked Jesus to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins, and become Lord and Savior. It might not be as powerful as the road to Damascus, but it's my road. My teenage years were pretty standard. My family and I moved to White Rock, where we attended a various number of churches, but never really found a home. Around my 20th birthday, I started to get my Christian life in order. I had my own car, and I was driving from White Rock, my home in White Rock, to Langley several times a week to a church that I loved. I was meeting friends, I was attending prayer meetings, I was going out to as many events as I could. I was baptized at this time. My Christian life, I felt, was really hitting its stride. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. My mom was diagnosed with cancer. My world fell apart. My home life turned into chaos, and I ended up moving out on my own. I was alone, I was scared, and I was lost. I lost interest in the Word of God. I stopped going to church, and I started living a very worldly life. Through this time, I never lost my faith, but I was clearly outside of the will of God. Lucky for me, God is full of mercy and patience. He gave my mom the strength to beat cancer. He gave me my wife, Kim, and our 3 beautiful children. Kim and I had many late-night talks talking about the Bible and Jesus, but it wasn't until we had our children that we decided it wasn't good enough to just believe. Sure, I was saved, but I believe God has a greater plan for our lives and requires obedience. In James 1:22, the Bible says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." It's not just good enough to sit on the sidelines. My wife and I, we decided that we'd like it for our children to grow up in a church, to become involved, to be surrounded by a body of like-minded believers, to share in support and accountability, not just for our kids, but for our whole family, to become doers and not just hearers. Which brings us to today. My wife is getting rebaptized, and we're joining Eagle Ridge Bible Fellowship Mennonite Brethren Church in the obedience to the will of God.
And Doug and Heather, come on up at this time. Thank you.
My name's Doug Ashley. You probably know my wife, Heather. I grew up in Williams Lake with loving parents and three older siblings. My mom regularly read the Bible. We would go to church on occasion when visiting my grandparents, and we'd say grace at family gatherings before eating. I called myself a Christian, but church was not something I thought about much while growing up. I was smart and athletic. I worked hard and was successful in the things I chose to do. In high school and most of university, I had a lot of doubt, so I thought that meant I didn't or couldn't believe. Therefore, I self-identified as an atheist and had little use for spiritual nonsense. I was arrogant and self-centered and didn't need to believe in God. I also hated myself and began to get depressed. I pondered suicide several times. And I was also a hypocrite because I still prayed to Jesus for help when I was at my lowest point. I was very sad and confused and denied who I was, but deep down I still believed, even if I didn't want to admit it to myself. One day, after being low and somewhat depressed for years, I was walking to class at SFU and suddenly decided that I liked myself. It was like a light switch. It was so obvious it was hard to believe I hadn't seen it before. I had no explanation for it. In retrospect, it must have been God. God must have softened my heart after it had been hard and defiant for years. I'm so thankful that God is merciful and compassionate. A year or two after that, I met my wife, Heather. We were together nearly 7 years before we got married in 2005. We were married by my cousin, Jim, who had us go through premarital counseling with him. It was about that time that I started to truly believe. I started to read the Bible a bit, but didn't make it all the way through. Heather and I talked a few times about finding a church to attend, but nothing came of it. Our son, Oliver, was born in 2009, followed by our daughter, Chloe, in 2010. I changed jobs in 2011 and was working downtown. During my commutes, I started reading and listening to the Bible again. I finally made it through all the way through, but once again, stopped reading after that. In the fall of 2012, while Oliver was attending preschool, Heather was invited to Time for Tots with Chloe, which was our first introduction to ERBF. In January 2013, we started attending church for the first time and have met so many wonderful people. I started to consider getting baptized, but thought to myself, Jesus wasn't baptized until he was about 30, and I'm in my 30s, so I must not be doing too bad by comparison. Surely it could wait a bit longer. I kept using excuses not to get baptized. Ultimately, I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid of not being good enough. I was afraid of not receiving the Holy Spirit, but I'm not afraid of it anymore. Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I know that God loves me. Lastly, I came across this verse about four separate times in the last 2 weeks, and it's something I need to always remember. Proverbs 4, 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight."
I'm Heather Ashley. I think most of you know who I am. I'd actually written my testimony out a month ago, and after my first rehearsal leading worship last week, I scrapped it and rewrote the whole thing. I expected to find new meaning in preparation for leading last Sunday, but I got something I didn't expect. I grew up in a home with Christian values, and I learned about Jesus through music, VBS, and some classes at school. We would go to church if our school choir was singing for Christmas Eve services, or if we were visiting my grandmother in Christina Lake to her tiny little church. I think it held like 30 people. And my uncle would always say grace at family dinners. I knew about Jesus, but it wasn't until after Doug and I had children, and more specifically after we started coming to ERBF, that I really started to know Jesus. And it's actually just been these past few years that I've grown the most in my faith through various activities that I participate in at the church. Singing on the worship team, teaching in Kids Zone, that's a big one, I've learned a lot, leading small groups in VBS, and Catherine Klassen's Ladies Bible Study this year. It's helped me become a better parent. When my children were small, I had a hard time coping sometimes. It's really hard to be patient when you're so tired and you have two really, really little children, and I would get angry. As my faith has grown, I'm much more patient, much less angry, and much, much happier, and I know my family is too. So the verse I chose that has meaning for me, it's a popular one, but it's a good one. It's from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 7. Probably most of you can even recite it with me. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Last week, I mentioned God's perfect timing. So when the dates were confirmed for me to lead worship the week before I was being baptized, I thought, how backward! I should have been baptized first. I'd been thinking more about baptism recently than I had been thinking about leading. But I thought baptism was something that you had to be ready for, that you had to have this aha moment, and I would know when the right time was. Pastor David helped me realize that I've actually been ready for a long time. But honestly, I still had this idea in my head that I was still missing something until last week. As I prepared to lead worship, I was also thinking about my testimony. Leading worship for the first time was this moment that I was waiting for. It was exactly what I needed, God's perfect timing. So I wanted to finish up my testimony with a song because, well, music, right? It's always been a really big part of my life, and I find so much meaning in the lyrics. And this song, whenever I hear it, it just fills my heart. So this one's called Holy Spirit. I'm going to try to sing it. I don't know if I'd be able to sing it right now, but I'll try. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
It's not as warm as we thought it was going to be. No. Well, Kim, we have heard your testimony, and so I have a question for you. Is it your desire to trust and follow Jesus for the rest of your life and to trust in only him for your salvation?
Absolutely, yes.
Then upon your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Awesome. Come on over here. Well, Heather, we've heard your testimony, and my question for you is, do you want to follow Jesus as Lord and Savior for the rest of your life, and do you trust only in him for your salvation?
Yes, I do.
Then upon your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, Doug, we've heard your testimony, and my question for you is it your desire to trust and follow Jesus for the rest of your life and trust in only him for your salvation? Yes. Then upon this, your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.